Memories of the author refers to the period of his life in the northern capital. There have been many interesting meetings and conversations. The names of his acquaintances are fictitious. One of them was State Councillor Rubinovsky, a man of religion, who was called Martinist by the people. He was not liked for his sharp tongue. He always told people the truth to their faces. No one liked that. His wife was the exact opposite of him, small, puny, blonde. Rubinovsky wore a black braid. In those days men wore braids. Recently the couple's eldest daughter had died. It was for them an irreparable loss. The author often visited the family, was already his own for the owners. The girl was talented, writing poetry that even the Archimandrite liked. Many talked to her about spiritual things. But then the girl fell ill, growing weak before her eyes. She prepared herself for a Christian demise. This family was one of many with whom the author communicated.